Lori had a follow-up, something she had shared last night that she wanted to read. So, yeah, you can go ahead and read that. That's A.B. Simpson.
It's from this daily devotional that I read every night. It and doesn't really go along with the content of what we saw tonight, but it's by the old-timer A.B. Simpson, April 5th, and he quotes from Daniel 12:10, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried." This is the promise for the Lord's coming. It is more than purity. It is to be made white, lustrous, or bright. And I thought about the Morning Star, you know, the Morning Star Company. To be purified is to have the sin burned out. To be made white is to have the glory of the Lord burned in. And I like that distinction. That caught my attention. So I'm going to read that again. To be purified is to have the sin burned out. To be made white is to have the glory of the Lord burned in. That's Morning Star. The one is cleansing, the other is illumination and glorification. The Lord has both for us, but in order for us to have both, we must be put into the fire to be tried and be led into difficult and peculiar places where Christ shall be more to us because of the very extremity of the situation.
That's the glory of God in resurrection.
Mm-hmm. That is the glory of God in resurrection. We are approaching these days. Indeed, they are already around us, and they are the precursors of the Lord's coming. And I think he means the days where we are in extremity. Blessed is he that keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked. And then on many of these evenings, he does a little poem, like at the end. And I think much of it he's written. This one says, "There are voices in the air filling men with hope and fear. There are signals everywhere that the end is drawing near. There are warnings to prepare, for the King will soon be here. Oh, it must be the coming of the Lord." So we, you know, I see that in relation to the coming of the Lord first in the day of visitation. Because that must occur first, where we will either be seen to be purified and to be made white. I think the purification comes, and that's what leads up to the day of visitation. And then we will be those who respond, who have been responding to the Lord in resurrection, in death and resurrection, then it will be manifested that they are in white. So I just thought, I wanted everybody to hear that. It was beautiful.